what do you call them? A kind of fence that, well, it has sharp points on it that might injure cattle and stuff.
Barbed wire.
And now when they set up a barbed wire fence, they gotta dig holes for the
post.
And what about, have you ever seen those that have interlocking rails, fences like that?
I don't think so. Don't remember it.
And what would you call? Oh, what would you call what a person, their best dishes are made of? They'd say
china.
And what about what people used to use to carry water in?
Buckets.
And what about milk?
What they carried milk in? Buckets.
And
the cans. Buckets first.
Well, buckets, what would the buckets that you know about, if you didn't even know about, what they usually made of?
Aluminum? I don't know. I don't know. Sure. Metal or.
But metal, yeah. You had one. It didn't matter what. I just meant were they metal or wood.
The dry feet of it.
I guess the wet.
I think they call them sloppers. Something like that.
Yeah. What about what you would, what do you call what you would fry eggs in?
A skillet.
And what about what you would boil water in?
Tea kettle or a pan. Mm-hmm.
And what would you call the container that you put flowers in? Pretty glass one. That you put on.
Oh, a vase.
And the three things that people eat with, they call them
knife, fork, and spoon.
And after you wash the dishes, then to get the soap off, you gotta
rinse them.
And what do you call a kind of cloth or rag that you might use in washing dishes?
Dish rag.
And then what do you call the one that you might use to dry them?
Tea towel. Really?
Yeah, exactly. Tea towel, that's what I've always called it all my life. But I always think of the tea towel as being the white ones, like, you know, that...
With embroidery on it.
With embroidery on the bottom that says Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But that's the tea towel there. What do you call the little terry cloth thing that you use to wash your face with?
Washcloth. Wash? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then to dry off with...
A towel.
And the thing that water comes out of the sink, you call it a
faucet.
And what about if it was one like on the side of a house? You call it
hydrant. I can't pronounce that right.
Yeah, but that's what I thought. Oh, well, do you know, like a long time ago, people used to buy all like flour and vinegar and stuff like that in great big wooden
barrels.
And, now if you had like, if you wanted to pour some water into a narrow mouth bottle or something, you might use one of these things to shake it. And, do you know what people would use, like, if they had to make horses go faster, they'd hit them with a
whip.
And, if you brought like fruit or something in a grocery store, the grocer might put it in a
basket or
yeah.
A
yeah.
Bag.
Yeah, a bag. That's what I was. And that would be like if it were made of paper, you'd call it a
bag.
Have you ever heard about any kind of a post?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've heard your grand.